Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the AAK Press and Analyst Conference Call. During today's call, all lines will be in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by question and answer session, at which time, if you do wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I would like to advise you the conference is being recorded today, Friday, September 25th, 2015. I will now hand your conference over to your host today, Wynard Arne Frank. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, and very, very welcome to our press and analyst conf call regarding our acquisition of 51% of the shares and partnership with Kamani Oil. And thank you for being available with short notice. But we thought this was exciting enough to motivate that we did a small conf call on this very, very strategic and exciting move. I'm sitting today in Aarhus together with Fredrik Nilsson, and as always, we will by the end of the meeting open up for some Q&A, and then as always, I take all easy, more general questions, and we have Fredrik here for the more advanced and difficult questions. Moving on then to page two, what we are proposing here, and I guess it will be relatively short, and then we have ample time for Q&A, is we put this a little bit in its perspective. That's what we mean with ACTION, our company program. We will then give you a little bit more specific information about Kamani Oil and our integration and synergy ideas, and then, as mentioned, ample time for Q&A if you so wish. Page three, we are happy, we are proud, but we are not satisfied, but we are happy and proud, our geographical transformation. Being very dependent on Northern and Northwest Europe, we are missing out on growth opportunities. You also know that even if AAK has no single very dominant customer, we have a large portion of our business, we have talked at numerous occasions, is maybe 50 large customers. Many of them totally global, some of them quite international, and a few of them local but still big. And it's a very, very, very important competitive advantage to be able to, with high quality, formulated customer co-developed products, to be able to follow those large customers around the world. And prior to our CapEx decision to build a greenfield in Brazil, we had many, many questions from important customers, when do you come to Brazil? Prior to deciding to build a greenfield factory in China, we had many, many questions from important, very large customers, when do you come to China? And of course, Kamani and the partnership with Kamani and creating AAK Kamani is not our last M&A transaction, but we would say coming to India was strategically the by far most important priority after having a clear plan for both China and Brazil. So we are super, super happy to announce that we are now in India, and on the page three, we give you lots of detail, our own production plants, our toll manufacturing production plants, our sales offices, where we have our sourcing operations in Western Africa, where we have our customer innovation centers. And as you can see on this picture, our geographical international spread is improving continuously. This call is not about Western Africa, but I would like, when we have this public call, to also mention that in Burkina Faso, if you have followed that evolution lately, the situation seems, to what we understand, and we hope it remains like that, stabilize. And we are hoping to restart to business as normal in the next few days. And Burkina Faso is one out of the 6 countries we are active in this part of the world. A small side comment when you see the green dots in Western Africa. So our world map, our geographical footprint is improving, and this was by far our highest priority. Moving on to page 4 and a little bit more on this. So we are happy and proud, but not satisfied. The transformation from having 70% of our business in no to very low growth markets to having 70% in mid to high growth markets. And that has been an important chapter and still is an important chapter in creating a strong long-term AAK. We need to be, being in food ingredients, we need to be where there is demographic and economical growth. So this is to be seen in that perspective. Page 5, just reminding us all, what is our company program, what is the backbone of our strategy, leveraging our strong product portfolio and customer proximity in terms of sales and customer co-development, innovation, and I hope you all saw our launch of the Tropical product 3 weeks ago. If you didn't, we encourage you to do some Googling and study the press release, but why not, if time permits, also do some Google and you can see some of the launch material and what it is about. We will also propose a deep dive in Tropical when we meet at the Capital Market Day. But as we say, we are proud and do not hesitate to say that this is one of the largest product innovations in our semi-speciality, speciality vegetable oils and fats industry since many years. And then, of course, focus on execution, service, quality, productivity, and then nothing of all this happens without energized and motivated and driving professional and competent people. So that's our action program, and the Kamani Oil company fits in very well. Page 6, we mentioned that India was top on our priority list, filling in our the white spots on our map. Some facts on India here that you are all very aware of. India will soon have the largest and youngest workforce in the world, rising per capita income and growing middle class, rapid urbanization. Urbanization does maybe not ring well in everybody's ears, but you do become a customer and consumer of packed processed food when you move to cities. So that's an important kicker to demographic and economical growth. India is still showing a very good development. So India is to us very strategic, both for the short, mid and long term. We have been looking upon India since quite some years. We have, as always, done our homework carefully and prudently. We have, as always, not been letting our shareholders and the company's money burn in our pockets. So we have been taking our time. We have been in detail, profoundly evaluated the market and the players and the possibilities. And early, we met the company Kamani Oil Industries that impressed us particularly. And we also saw professional management, very professional management, very good people. And we saw a business approach that was that not much different from our own, i.e. rather similar to our own. one of the largest in semi-speciality and speciality oils and fats in India, an annual volume of roughly 100,000 metric tons. So you see it's again a bolt-on of this mid-sized that we try to do with some frequency. Revenues roughly then in 2014, a billion Swedish krona. A nice professional, relatively new and well-maintained factory 70 kilometers from Mumbai, which is a good location for this business, and administration and the sales office in Mumbai. Well-maintained and good and well-equipped on both new product development and quality control. Good technical and product development expertise and know-how, and also the important more application-oriented customer co-development competency, and a good distribution network across India. So relatively early, we met the family and the CEO, and we relatively early fell deeply in love with this company, and we are very, very happy to be able to conclude this here today. The company, in terms of products and markets, you can again on page 8 see a fantastic overlap with AAK, with bakery, dairy fat alternatives, infant nutrition, and some industrial products. And on the chocolate confectionery fats side, you see the chocolate and confectionery, and on this side we also have a little bit of personal care. So very good fit. We believe, page 9, that Kamani is the largest company in the field of semi-speciality and speciality in India. The factory is 70K from Mumbai, as mentioned. And basically, with all the manufacturing processes that you need when you go into semi-speciality and speciality. Here is mentioned refining, but that everyone would do. Fractionation, not everybody would do. And interesterification, also important. And again, a relatively new factory, well-maintained. And with the flexibility that is needed when you are in semi-speciality and speciality with more batches, smaller batches, more complexity and so forth. So to wrap this up a little bit, page 10, very important growth market, growing population, growing GDP, growing urbanization and middle class, chocolate confectionery growing, and also should be underlined, India is a country where it's super important to have a local partner. That can be important in many countries, but in India it is particularly important. Very good match, Kamani, very good management, very good people. A business approach and positioning and strategy very much in line with our own, and this will be a very good platform to increase our sales of semi-speciality and speciality in both food ingredients and chocolate confectionery fats, cross-selling of products, cross-selling to the large international customers, and so forth and so forth, and continue to push for the customer co-development approach that Kamani is already into. So the name of the company will be AAK Kamani. We think it's very important to maintain the Kamani name, and the family will have 49% of the shares. Mr. Prakash Chawla will continue as CEO, and we are very, very happy for this, crucial. The cross-selling I commented on, leveraging each other's customer base I commented on, and co-development. Some of you run numbers in Excel sheets and so forth. So here, please be very modest for this year, but then it should start contributing to our bottom line nicely already in Q1 and Q2 next year. And then step by step, and please don't ask how quickly, that's a question for Fredrik and not for me, when it will be at roughly AAK average levels. But this is a good company and a good operation. We will show the numbers in our FI and CCF divisions or business areas, and Fredrik can comment also on how we will book the acquisition-related costs and so forth, but you will see that in Q4, I believe. So that was basically the overview. We are very excited. This is a very, very big and important step for AAK. And with those words, I think we have time for some Q&A if you so wish.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you decide to remove your question, press the hash or the pound key. Again, that's star and one to ask a question. Your first request today comes from the line of Casper Blom of APG. Please go ahead.
Hi guys. Congratulations on yet another exciting move. My first question sort of relates to the matter of doing business in India. I've really understood from other industries that it can sometimes be a bit difficult to move products across state borders in India. What is sort of the story here in this field, and will you be able to service the whole of India from this factory in Mumbai? That's my first question, please.
Hello and thank you. Good question. So first bullet point, Kamani is having business all over India, even if most of it is more close to the factory. I would more in this question relate the logistic challenges, because we normally say that semi-specialty needs to, subject to where the customer is and where the competition is and so forth, typically be transported up to, shall we say, 1,000 US miles or 1,600 kilometers, etc., give and take. Then the transportation cost becomes a too big burden to be competitive, really. That is, of course, when the road network is reasonably good. And in India, on certain destinations, traveling could maybe be more cumbersome. But basically, Mumbai is a good location, big market, lots of customers, and the product can be shipped longer also. And we see basically a pattern as we would have at other, what we call AAK semi-specialty and specialty hubs that will cover a local market within a certain radius. So we don't see too big obstacles of that sort and form, given how big the market is.
Okay, good to hear. My second question is on the client side. Is Kamani today serving more sort of local Indian clients, or are they also doing business with the more international producers today?
Another good question, thank you. Again, not only AAK has identified Kamani as a very good and professional company. So as your question indicates, lots of good local customers have done the same, but also large multinational customers. So again, just as AAK, a mix of large international and local customers.
Okay. Then just my last question, Arne, maybe if you could talk a little bit about your sort of financial hurdle rate in doing something like this. I suppose there is a relatively large, how can you say, country risk involved in doing business in India in terms of sort of required rates of return here.
Well, We've been following India since quite some time, and we've had pressure from several of our large international customers since quite some years. We have a very, very positive view on India. Now I think I tried to answer part of your question, but not all of it. The other part of your question is a typical situation where I quickly delegate to Fredrik.
What should I say? No, but I think we have, as Arne said, follow this closely and try to do our homework well. And I think I cannot say so much more about it, Casper.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Your next request comes from the line of James Targett of Berenberg London. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions from me. Just some of the inevitable financial ones, really. You know, what is the impact on EBIT per kilo, and you know, and in terms of, you know, the product mix of the company currently? I know you flagged the category that has exposure to, but how does it, you know, vary from the other rest of the food ingredients business? Just so we can get an idea of the mix impact of that. And then secondly, are there any upcoming, you know, investment costs required as part of this deal? Like, are you investing in new capacity together, upgrading, anything like that that we should factor into our CapEx assumptions? Thank you.
Hello, James. Thank you for the questions. If I start with the second half of your question, and then Fredrik will take the first half. Now, as I said, this is a well-run, relatively new, good factory. So, of course, in a business like this, there is always CapEx, but there is no upfront step change CapEx when we now go together in this 51-49 configuration. So nothing abnormal at all on that side. Then on mix and EBIT per kilo and so forth, Mr. Nilsson, please.
Yes, there will be a dilutive impact from the acquisition in both food ingredients and chocolate. Having said that, James, the current profit level is positive, but it's quite low. But the business plan here is, of course, to improve it step by step. And I will say we will need some years, and then we should be able to take it up to AK average after some years.
Okay, but maybe if you just put it in perspective of some of the other, you know, acquisitions you've made recently, is it the same magnitude of dilution?
I will say that there will be a dilution initially in the same, more or less in the same magnitude. But on the other hand, I will say the potential with this acquisition is higher.
Okay. And just in terms of mix, though, you know, is there anything which it is particularly heavily skewed towards?
No, I will say no, nothing in particular.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. You have a request from the line of Carrie Renta of Handelsbanken, Stockholm. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Did I miss the comment where you say how much you paid for Kamani? Or do you want to keep that to yourself so far?
Yes, Carrie, we would like to keep that for ourselves for a while.
And maybe also the seller wants to keep it for themselves, maybe.
But I think it's a good reference, Carrie, and the rest of you. I said, yes, you have a look upon previous acquisition and what we have paid for those.
Okay. And then maybe an attempt at a follow-up. If you look at the greenfield projects, which are of similar size in China and Brazil, and for those you are spending $400 million in CapEx, if I'm not mistaken. But here, of course, you get a facility that is up and running. You get to take over existing business and existing revenue of $1 billion on an annual basis. So Am I correct in assuming that the that of course you pay more for an existing business than a greenfield investment? So are you paying more than 400 million for this acquisition?
No, I think we need to respect that there are aspects around this where we cannot disclose in more preciseness. But you are right. When you do an M&A, you have a good business that is up and running. You have a good organization that is up and running. On the other hand, when you go do greenfield, even if this is a good and relatively new and modern factory, you do greenfield, you get the latest technologies. So in a greater scheme of things, here is nothing that swings any model in any particular direction. The important here is that this is a good semi-speciality and speciality company with a relatively good mix, one of the better we have seen of these kind of mid-sized independent companies. They have a good business model with the customer co-development approach that you do find sometimes and sometimes not, but these are also well positioned in this side and doing it nicely. So there is good potential for organic growth, but there is also good potential to bring the EBIT per kilo up to AAK average, not tomorrow morning, but not over too many years either.
Okay. Then finally, you mentioned that in India it's particularly important to have a local partner. Then I guess that sort of ruled out the option that you would have taken the greenfield approach there. So you knew that you needed a partner. So then the easiest route was to find an existing player, and then once you had made that decision, then it was just to sort of pick and choose, and then you ended up with this particular target.
No, I would say first bullet point, pick and choose implies that this is easy, and anyone you want to acquire says, yes, that was a fantastic idea, let's do that in the first meeting. So first bullet point, to understand the market takes a long time, and to evaluate the different possibilities take long time. Here, the best potential target was, after some time of working and discussing together and understanding each other, and also coming both to Aarhus and to Malmö and to Karlshamn and see not only top management, but to meet many people in AIK and really understand our culture and so forth. So it took some time to find the perfect target. Brazil. We had been in Brazil since many, many years. We had a high market share in chocolate confectionery fats from our Uruguay factory. We had a good sales and customer co-development office in Sao Paulo. So to build a greenfield in Brazil and with limited appealing M&A opportunities, that was a natural, logical way to go. China, not exactly the same situation, but for various reasons also going that way. But I think we like, as industrialists, we like to have a combination of some M&A and some greenfield. In this particular case, this was definitively our best possible option.
All right. Thank you. Very helpful.
Thank you. Now I have a request from the line of Heidi Vesterin of XNPNP. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a clarification. I'm sorry if I missed this earlier. You said Kamani is the largest specialty and semi-specialty company in India. Do you have any views on market shares, or is there anything you can tell us about other competitors? Are they the usual competitors you see globally, or are there many local companies in this segment? Thank you.
So thank you very much. What we said is that we believe they are the largest in semi-speciality and speciality. That implies, amongst others, that there is good growth potential in semi-speciality and speciality, as it's still not as developed as in some other countries. Then there is a number of players in India, and a number of international famous players, and some locals. But most would have a very, very strong twist to what we call commodity oils and fats. And more than that, I don't think it is for Fredrik and me to speak about our competitors on a call like this.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star and one on your telephone if you wish to ask a question. You have no further questions at this time, gentlemen. Please continue.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being available on short notice. Thank you for sharing our enthusiasm and many good questions here. We hope to talk to you soon when we release our next quarterly report, and we hope to meet all of you at our Capital Market Day in Stockholm coming up relatively soon. So thank you for everything, and hope to talk to you and see you all soon again. Thank you very much, and have a good afternoon or a good day wherever you are. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.